This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
66 degrees and raining pretty heavily out there right now in Chapel Hill Carborough. Expect that to continue throughout the morning, especially with thunderstorms later on this morning and rain pretty steadily all day. 6:07 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today and for the rest of this week. He'll be back in this chair next week at this time. Living in a college town means living by the college calendar, and things are picking up again here in Chapel Hill Carborough. A new school year begins tomorrow, and all week long there will be events and offers for newcomers and those returning to get everyone back into the swing of things. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, says local businesses and organizations are teaming together to make the transition for newcomers and their families as smooth as possible.
We just produced a brand new downtown business guide and map that just came in last week that we've been distributing throughout the community, giving it to all of our visitor centers and all of our businesses.
That's just one of many things available to students and newcomers to the community. The week of welcome began Friday and continues until this coming Sunday. One part of the week of introduction is called the Feel of Franklin. Participating restaurants and stores on Franklin Street are offering special deals and discounts for those who show their student IDs. For a complete list and schedule of all that's being offered during the week of welcome, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. UNC received a record 30,836 applications, and they're bringing in 3,960 first-year students. Of those, about 3,200 are living on campus. Rick Bradley is the Associate Director of the Center for Housing and Residential Education at UNC. He says since early May, when classes let out, crews have been working tirelessly to prepare the housing for the new occupants.
I mean, we have done some building renovations this summer in a very short turnaround time, doing some interior room work and some bathroom renovation.
The newcomers represent 95 of North Carolina's 100 counties, plus 45 U.S. states and 20 different countries. McGurk says move-in weekend doesn't just benefit freshmen and transfer students. There are benefits for everyone coming back to Chapel Hill.
Businesses can offer discounts to students that show their ID. We've got the Good Neighbor Initiative kicking off next Monday, where it's a wonderful partnership that we welcome all of the students to the neighborhoods around downtown, and we actually walk door to door.
Some more serious changes as well. UNC's Sexual Assault Task Force, created in May, has met all summer to review the university's current policy and create a new one that better protects its students. It's met almost every Wednesday over the summer break and was hopeful to have a new policy in place by the start of the fall semester, but interim Title IX coordinator Christy Hertz said it was better to get it right than to rush the process and get it done by a set date, and so the task force will continue to meet throughout the semester until the new policy is defined. Off campus, many town functions continued, but some took a summer break as well. They're all coming back now or getting set to. The Chapel Hill Town Council will resume its regular meetings on September 9th, although they will have to do so in a temporary location since the June 30th floods did major damage to Town Hall. Meetings will take place instead at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road until reconstruction is complete. That is estimated to take about a year. The Central West Steering Committee, a group, was formed after the Chapel Hill 2020 planning process to provide design feedback for the area along Estes Drive between MLK Boulevard and Franklin Street. That committee has continued its meetings throughout the summer. It meets again tonight at 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Other meetings scheduled tonight and throughout the week, which you can find a link to the schedule of by viewing this story on our website again, chapelboro.com. And in Carborough, town officials are getting right back to it next week, 8 days from now, when the Board of Aldermen meets at Town Hall on Tuesday, August 27th at 7:30 p.m. And, of course, current and hopeful town and school board officials are gearing up for November's municipal elections. You can find a list of all the candidates by viewing this story, once again, on chapelboro.com. Elsewhere, the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement is spreading to three locations across the state tonight. Rallies are happening in Charlotte, Burnsville, and Manteo in the Outer Banks. This new series of protests comes 2 weeks after the so-called Mountain Moral Monday in Asheville, which drew record crowds and surpassed even totals for the past demonstrations at the General Assembly in Raleigh. Asheville Citizen Times reported that police estimated more than 5,000 people gathered in Pack Square Park for the Mountain Moral Monday rally by 6 p.m. That was a couple of weeks ago. Later estimates doubled that amount. And during the 13 weeks of protests in the capital city, that dates back to late April, thousands attended the demonstrations and more than 900 people were arrested while rallying against the GOP-led state legislature. The NAACP and other groups hosting the protests are promising to go to all 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts on August 28th, 9 days from now, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the famous March on Washington. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, and read this article for more information on the three rallies happening today. Your state, meanwhile, became the 34th in the nation to require voters to show a photo ID at the polls after Republican Governor Pat McCrory signed that bill into law last week. Still controversial, and the process still ongoing. The new measure will bring sweeping changes to the state's election process by reducing the early voting period by a week, abolishing same-day voter registration, and ending straight-party voting, among other things. That is, of course, if it survives the legal challenge. The passage of the bill was immediately met with lawsuits filed in federal court questioning its constitutionality. Mark Dorison is a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners and the managing attorney at UNC's Center for Civil Rights. And Dorison says he's been following the course of this legislation ever since it was first proposed in the GA.
A full and final resolution of the case could take, you know, several months and potentially more than a year. And so I think that this issue will be tied up in litigation for quite some time.
Backers of the voter ID law set to take effect in 2016 said it will protect against voter fraud, but Dorison says he believes fraud is not a problem in the state. He also added the other provisions of the bill really have nothing to do with preventing voter fraud.
There is no basis, I don't think, or any justification being offered for getting rid of same-day registration or early voting, other than to try to keep people from voting.
Several lawsuits have been filed in federal court after McCrory signed that bill into law on August 12th, 1 week ago. The ACLU, the ACLU of North Carolina Foundation, and the Southern Coalition for Social Justice all filed a suit on the grounds that provisions of the new law would unduly burden the right to vote and also discriminates against African-American voters in violation of the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, plus the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The North Carolina NAACP and the Advancement Project filed a separate suit on the grounds that the law violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which bans voting procedures that discriminate based on race or membership in one of the language minority groups. The NAACP also says the voting restrictions violate the 14th and 15th Amendments.
The thing about the North Carolina case that's interesting is it's not just about the voter ID law, but it's really, at least the case filed by the NAACP, challenges the range of voter suppression components of the new election law.
That again, Mark Dorison. Groups in North Carolina aren't the first to challenge voter ID-related laws. In Pennsylvania, voter ID legislation has been in legal limbo ever since Republican Governor Tom Corbett signed it into law back in March of 2012. Dorison says he believes court battles concerning the North Carolina law will be more challenging than other cases in other states as the provisions of the bill are broader. 6:15 is the time here at WCHL. We've got traffic and weather together for you coming up next, and then WCHL Championship Sports later on.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network, and we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
6:17 is the time. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast and guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Traffic looking good out there right now on the roads. Very little of it out there at 6:17 in the morning, so no surprise. It is raining quite heavily out there, so be extra careful as you are driving to work or wherever it is you're going this morning. No traffic delays or anything like that right now, but that could change between now and the end of the morning rush hour. Weather is not going to be good for the next few hours. Right now, though, things are okay. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good all the way through Chapel Hill Carrboro. I-40 problem-free, east and westbound all the way through the Triangle and up in Durham. We have decent traffic on the Durham Freeway and 15501. No trouble there. If you're seeing anything we are not reporting, either now or throughout the morning period, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call in the newsroom and let us know what's going on. 919-967-8363, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, of course. Moving along to your weather report, this one brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Traffic looking good, weather not so much. 66 degrees and raining pretty heavily in parts of the Triangle. The heaviest rain has now moved off to our east. It's now north of Durham, east of Raleigh, the eastern part of the Triangle, getting hit a little bit more heavily, but we've got still some pretty heavy rain right now in parts of Chapel Hill Carrboro. Light rain all across the Triangle at the very least, and this is the eastern edge of a much larger patch of rain that extends all the way back to Charlotte and beyond. So expect to see rain pretty much all morning and all afternoon long, possible thunder showers between now and the end of the morning, and a 90% chance of rain all day. Thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Highs today in the mid-70s, overnight lows in the upper 60s with a 40% chance of rain mainly in the evening. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain in the morning, and then about a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, including those late afternoon storms. Highs will be back up in the mid-80s, so we'll get back to normal temperatures beginning of tomorrow. Overnight lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night with a 60% chance of rain continuing, and then more of the same for Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies, 50% chance of rain with a good chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs again in the upper 80s. Chance of rain will gradually diminish as we get to the end of the week, but we've got a couple of rainy days in store for us over the next couple of days. 6:19 is the time. Time now for Letterman.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Enter to win the WWE Meet a Champion sweepstakes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. One lucky winner will be chosen to meet a WWE superstar and attend the December WWE event. Pick up a game card today at O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Visit meetawwechampion.com or O'Reilly Auto Parts for complete rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Category tonight, top 10 ways the Oprah Winfrey Network can boost its ratings. Here we go, number 10. Introduce new show, 2.5 Stedmans, and number 9. Each week, Dr. Oz gives one lucky viewer the colonoscopy of their dreams, and number 8. Reality series about a German guy named Lars, number 7. Number 7, every Friday, a lottery to become Oprah's next half-sister, number 6. Wait, there's an Oprah Winfrey Network? Yes. Number 5. 24 hours a day of Marv Albert's Wild and Wacky Bloopers. Number four, more bull riding, please. Number three, game show in which viewers pick food out of Dr. Phil's mustache. And number two, cage fighting in the Oprahgon. And the number one, Oprah Winfrey Network boosts its ratings. Yeah, like I got any business telling anybody how to make their TV show better.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Olivia Wilde, From Under the Dome, Dean Morris, and John Mayer. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
All right, thanks to David Letterman. Now time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by UNC Healthcare. UNC men's soccer team, number four in the nation, is off to a solid yet soggy start to its 2013 season, snagging a 3-0 win against Elon on Saturday. The game was held at Smith Soccer Complex in Greensboro. The exhibition was forced to be relocated to an artificial surface due to some soaking rains. The first half was scoreless, second half not so much. The Tar Heels broke the game open in the second period with a goal by Nico Mello, coupled with a pair of scores by Chipper Root, which is an awesome name, to gain the decisive 3-goal margin that settled the contest. North Carolina finished with a 14-6 shot advantage against Elon, so the 3-0 victory fitting. Carolina continues its exhibition season with matches next week against Michigan State and Indiana in Fort Wayne. Both of those games will take place up in the north. Meanwhile, Carolina Panthers 3-time Pro Bowl linebacker John Beeson practiced in full pads for the first time since undergoing microfracture knee surgery this offseason, and receiver Dominic Hickson returned to work after battling a hamstring injury. Carolina coach Ron Rivera said on Sunday that it's unclear if Beeson will suit up Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens, team's next exhibition game. Hickson is expected to play. Rivera says Beeson moved very well, direct quote, and says his return provides an emotional boost for the team's defense. Rivera says Beeson's status for Thursday will be determined by how well he feels after practice. Hickson entered training camp battling for the team's number three receiver spot, but was sidelined the first two preseason games with a sore hamstring. Running back Jonathan Stewart with an ankle injury and receiver Armonte Edwards with a hamstring injury both remain out of practice. That's for the Carolina Panthers. They're already underway in the preseason. Carolina football gets underway just barely a little bit more than a week away. Thursday, August 29th, 10 days and counting now until kickoff in the 2013 Tar Heel football season. High school football begins at the end of this week on Friday, 4 days from now. WCHL happy to bring you the first week of high school football. We're excited about it. A lot more to say about that between now and the end of the week. 6:25 is the time. Time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. More at Kronos.com. This is Charles Osgood. Given all that's been going on in Egypt, should the United States be giving substantial aid to the military there the way we are? It's Congress that has to approve foreign aid, and that includes this. What are they saying? You'll find out after this.
You don't want to learn about identity theft the hard way, as Don did. His dream of owning a home was crushed. He became a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous and confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Identity theft has become so complex that you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me of why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
From some of the Sunday talk shows yesterday, here is what some members of Congress had to say. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, for one.
We're going to have to suspend our aid because we can't support the reaction of the military. Even though the Brotherhood overplaying their hand started this, we can't support what the military is doing in response.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut.
The approach has to be to condition our future aid on specific steps toward the rule of law and return to democracy.
Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona.
There is no policy and there is no strategy, and therefore we react, and we react poorly.
Representative Elliot Engel, Democrat of New York.
We essentially have two choices in Egypt: a military government, which hopefully will transition as quickly as possible to civilian government, or the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't think the Muslim Brotherhood is a choice.
Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky.
We are not winning the hearts and minds of those in Egypt. All they do is they see our aid as something that goes to the dictators and despots that have been taking away their rights for generations.
All just talk, of course. That's why they're called talk shows. But Middle East expert Mohsin Khan says suspending U.S. aid wouldn't make much difference there anyway.
Egypt needs something close to between $15 and $20 billion to get by. $1.3 billion is not really going to be much, and they're going to get a lot more from the Arab countries.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
This is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hull & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hull & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at our local deal doc is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your air conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
66 degrees right now and lightly raining in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 65 in Hillsboro. Some heavy rain possible later on this morning. We've already had some pretty heavy rain already. 90% chance of rain all day long today with highs in the mid-70s. Careful out there if you're driving. Overnight lows in the upper 60s tonight with a 40% chance of rain this evening. More rain in store tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Update, I'm Jim Taylor. 25 Egyptian police recruits killed in an ambush in the northern Sinai.
The reports say that the conscripts were killed after coming under rocket-propelled grenade fire as they were traveling on a bus through that part of the country.
This is CBS's Alex Ortiz reporting from Cairo.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet, but Egyptian state press is blaming what it calls terrorists for the attack, arguing that Islamist militants are targeting their security services in Sinai.
Yeah, he says Sinai has become an increasingly lawless place, despite the nationwide state of emergency in effect in Egypt.
The curfew remains in place. Every night at 7 p.m., the military and the police seal off roads around the capital and in other cities in the country.
In all, nearly 1,000 people have been killed in clashes between security forces in Egypt and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi since last Wednesday. CBS News Update, I'm Jim Taylor.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
It's 6:32, lightly raining in Chapel Hill Carborough, off and on heavy rain later on this morning, so careful out there on the roads. Aaron Keck here in the studio today, filling in for Ron today and for the rest of this week. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources will challenge the Family Fair BP's owner for the gasoline spill, on August 2nd. This according to the Chapel Hill News. State officials will cite the owner with a certified letter today, and then fines will reportedly depend on the owner's response to the citation. Bishop Construction Company was renovating the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the rainwater from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete, which punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime between 2 and 5 a.m. on the morning of August 2nd. The breached compartment held about 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to the storm drain, though, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek. That's a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. Regional Supervisor for Surface Water Quality Danny Smith said the exact amount leaked is unknown, but an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch near Critz Drive and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive registered levels of toluene, a substance found in gasoline, that equated to a stream standard violation. The report stated that no gas reached the Eastwood Lake. Smith reported that most of the gas was cleaned up, and the EPA previously praised the Chapel Hill Fire Department and other responding crews for the quick response. Certainly a lot more to say on that before it's over. Authorities, meanwhile, say law enforcement officers are out in full force across North Carolina to catch drunken drivers, especially in the coming weeks. Department of Transportation says the Labor Day Booze It and Lose It campaign kicks off this weekend and runs through September 2nd. The director of the governor's highway safety program says young adults often celebrate with alcohol as they say goodbye to summer and head back to school. Don Nail, that director, says the campaign is designed to remind them they should designate a sober driver, call a cab, or take public transit. New public service announcements are running on television and social media. The transportation agency says there were nearly 11,000 alcohol-related crashes last year in North Carolina. More than half of those involved drivers between the ages of 18 and 34. Well, turning now to national news, whatever your opinion is of North Carolina's minimum wage, hearing the goal of Seattle, Washington might change it. Dramatic changes possibly in store for them. WCHL's Rand Northam explains.
Washington already has the nation's highest state minimum wage at $9.19 an hour. Now there's a push in Seattle, at least, to make it $15. That would mean fast food workers, retail clerks, baristas, and other minimum wage workers would get what protesters demanded when they shut down a handful of city restaurants in May and others called for when they demonstrated nationwide in July. So far, the city council and mayoral candidates have said they'd consider it in the famously liberal city. One said, however, that it may not be soon. Supporters say the move would be good for the economy by putting more money in the hands of regular consumers. But some business advocates say a higher minimum wage will make it harder for companies to survive. Minimum wage in North Carolina is $7.25. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And back in Chapel Hill, musician, entrepreneur, and UNC alum Katie King has forged music and business together in a way that serves the community. King's venture is Resound Magazine, and that is the final feature of our summer series about the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
That's Katie King's song, Maybe Tonight, off her second album, Catch and Release. When King isn't working on her music, the Raleigh native is busy in the launch business incubator, building her company Resound Magazine, a national network of locally focused digital music magazines run entirely by student journalists.
The way I like to put it is the local music scene here and it seems in other localities is that it's over-fragmented and it's underserved. And Resound kind of serves as the connective tissue between all the parties participating in local music to create a dialogue, an internal and an external dialogue.
King said the Chapel Hill-Carrboro area has a flourishing music scene, but as an emerging artist, she had a hard time finding outlets to share her music.
I thought about how it took me a year and a half to get my album reviewed by the Daily Tar Heel. And that seems a little ridiculous, and I still haven't gotten a single play on XYZ, which is a frustration shared by most UNC students. And also with my experience trying to find other musicians and venues to play in, finally getting them to give you the time of day so you can book a show. And I was sitting back wondering why it took that long.
King wrote on the magazine's website, quote, "Every city has a soundtrack. It's our job to play it." The magazine features traditional media coverage of the local music scene, including news, reviews, and interviews, in addition to multimedia and social content. King said she is launching the next branch of Resound Magazine at the College of Charleston and hopes to add more branches at colleges across the country in the coming months. The passion for her music has always been there, King said, but she laughed about her road to becoming an entrepreneur, saying she stumbled face first into it. King, who graduated from UNC in May with a bachelor's degree in public relations, took a course a couple of years ago called Launching the Venture. The class was taught by Ted Zoller, who oversees Launch and also serves as the director of the Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at UNC Kenan Flagler.
Without that course, I have no idea what I'd be doing right now. It's connected me with dozens of really important local entrepreneurs and experts. I have the materials and the know-how to be able to find the funding and really execute on the idea, and I didn't have that a year ago.
King launched Resound in April of 2012, and when the opportunity to be a part of Launch Chapel Hill came about this past spring, she knew it would lead to great opportunities for growing her venture.
I think the best part about it, especially being around such young minds, is it gives you a sense of possibility that you don't have otherwise. You feel unhinged and able to dream past. You know, I'm in here, I try to get in here as early as I can every day to try to convince myself I have a real job. And everybody keeps asking me, when are you going to get a real job? I hope it's the question for decades to come if I keep doing this.
And if her world weren't already busy enough, she recently returned from a trip to Los Angeles, California, where she met with record executives in the music industry and also explored opportunities to expand Resound. If you want to see King live in concert, you can check her out in the Oak City 7 concert series in Raleigh on August 29th. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:40 is the time here at WCHL. We've got the commentators and Tar Heel trivia coming up in just a minute after this.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Shell presents the Commentators.
This is Randy Voller to talk to you about something that's been on my mind. For the last few weeks, the North Carolina Rural Center has been under attack by legislators in Raleigh and by the News and Observer, and rightfully so. Reform is a good thing, and we should never have a situation where we don't have scrutiny. But as a small town mayor in a rural county, I'd like to speak to the efficacy of the Rural Center and what it's done for small communities like Pittsburgh. The Rural Center also has programs that they've been instituting for the last 30 years that help water and sewer systems and distribution systems. These not only create jobs, but these monies, which are very important to small towns, actually help us fix our water systems and our sewer systems. And I would like to go on the record and thank the North Carolina Rural Center and all of the people over the last 30 years who worked very hard for the Rural Center for putting this money on the street and helping small communities like Pittsboro improve their water and sewer systems. Without the North Carolina Rural Center, we would not have been able to improve our sewer distribution network in Pittsboro, nor would we have been able to improve the quality of our water system. This is important because potable water is one of the key drivers for a town, and access to good, clean drinking water is very important to the citizens and very important for economic development. So I, for one, would like to thank them for what they've done, and I'll be sad to see their doors close. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
On February 19th, Carolina basketball defeated Georgia Tech 70-58 in Atlanta for the second of what would eventually be a six-game winning streak near the end of the regular season. Basketball victories in Atlanta against the Yellow Jackets have been hard to come by recently for the Tar Heels, leading to today's Tar Heel trivia question. How many wins at Georgia Tech do the Tar Heels have since the 2000 season? The answer comes up after this break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Basketball games in Atlanta against Georgia Tech have been tough for the Tar Heels in recent history, including the Heels' 12-point win last season. How many wins does Carolina have against the Jackets in Atlanta since 2000? The answer? Just four. A Bill Guthridge-led Carolina team won in Atlanta in 2000, while Matt Doherty led his 2001 squad to a road victory against the Jackets. Roy Williams has helped guide the Tar Heels to two road wins against the Yellow Jackets in his tenure during the 2008 and 2013 seasons. Overall, Carolina is just 4-6 in Atlanta against the Jackets since 2000.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hey, Carolina, did you miss us? The Daily Tar Heel is back in action after summer break. The UNC Chapel Hill community's only local daily newspaper is on the streets with Monday through Friday publication. Pick one up at one of 220 locations on campus or throughout Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Need to find the location most convenient to you? Visit us at dailytarheel.com and click on the Find a Paper link. Have a tip or story idea? Send an email to dth@dailytarheel.com. See you in class.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
6:47 is the time. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now joining us in the studio for the first time with the weather, or the traffic report, rather, here's Rand Northam.
I know nothing of the weather. It's wet
raining.
Outside.
Yes, that's basically it.
Well, luckily, that's not causing any major problems on the roadways right now. We hope that that continues. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. You might see some slowdowns today due to the rain, so use some caution, extreme caution, as you travel, and don't cause any further problems out there. If you do see anything as you travel, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving right along to our weather report. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch, battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. And by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating this Saturday in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides. It's at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Well, as we just said, it is raining out there right now, lightly in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. It was raining. It was pouring earlier this morning. Not so much now, but it is going to be raining pretty steadily all day long. So, again, be careful out there. 66 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Off and on thunder showers for the rest of the day and rain pretty steadily all day long. 90% chance of rain today with highs in the mid-70s. Overnight lows down to the upper 60s with a 40% chance of rain this evening. And then tomorrow, temperatures will be getting back to normal for this time of year. We'll be having highs up in the mid-80s, but still a cloudy and rainy day. A 20% chance of rain in the morning and then a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon. And that's going to be the story on Wednesday as well. Temperatures getting up into the upper 80s, but again, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. 50% chance of rain then as well. So a couple more days of rain in store for us here in the southern part of heaven. It will clear up a little bit, though, as we get towards the end of the week. All right, happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, Monday, August 19th, you share it with rock musician Ginger Baker of Cream fame. He's 74, singer Johnny Nash, 73, Former President Bill Clinton turns 67 today, as does Tipper Gore, wife of former Vice President Al Gore. Her birthday is today. She's 65. Actor Adam Arkin is 57. Actor John Stamos of Full House fame is 50. Country singer Leanne Womack is 47. And actor Matthew Perry is 44. They share birthdays with several Chapelboro insiders. Local celebrities having birthdays today include Amy Dixon, Crystal Bynum, Elizabeth Stewart, Queen Bethea, Katrina Williams, Letitia Chandler, Patrina Wissner, Anita Mays, Robert Gatti, Shepard Hurwitz, Jesse Chavis, Lisa McKenzie, Margaret Campbell, Heather Edelblut, Lisa Britt, and our Chapelboro Insider birthday winner of the day, Jennifer Gordon. Jennifer, you have won a $10 gift card to the UPS store. Congratulations to you. That is celebrity and local birthdays brought to you, as always, by the UPS store. 6:51 is the time. Time now for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. So get by our phones and get ready to call in and win. For now, though, through the magic of radio, we turn it over to Ron Stutz.
Monday morning, I'm Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger. This is the WCHL Freddie Kiger Trivia Quiz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, WCHL, for allowing me the opportunity to present such madness.
Thanks, Freddie Kiger, for caring about triviality and minutia.
Yes. We do that well. Hey, I mean, let's see. Is this the week all students are coming back?
Yeah. Have you seen probably a lot of them around?
I mean, 1st of August, I started seeing people coming back who had, like, I guess, leases and stuff that went
August 1. And there are a lot of people riding around, don't know where they're going.
Well, if it'll mean the end of the construction. I mean, most of Chapel Hill looks like a lunar landscape.
Yeah.
Gee, willikers.
Sick and tired of it. I get like this every year. At the end of the summer, I'm thinking, this is ever going to end.
Hey, you can drive to the end of Weaver Dairy now, right?
Yeah.
The other end?
You got
like
a roundabout down there, too, just to kind of amuse yourself and
really
ask yourself the question, why do we have a roundabout? We don't need a roundabout here. You could just have a little fork.
I'll be the
roundabout. Yes, I will.
Yes.
Fragile is the name of the office.
That was correct. Oh, hey, today we're doing North Carolina events.
Oh, good.
North Carolina events.
I might even know the answer to this.
Yes, you might. I mean, you must be. This is a little bit of a softball.
All right.
On this very day, Ronald Stutz.
Thank you, Fred Wagoner Kiger.
Yes, August 19th. On this day in 1956, friends invited by Agnes McRae Morton took part in something that was held at the foot of Grandfather Mountain. It continues today. What was everybody taking part in?
That would be Agnes Morton would be Hugh Morton's
That's
wife,
that family.
Or daughter.
Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe.
But anyway, Agnes, on this day in 1956, took part in something that was, she invited a bunch of people who all took part in something that was held at the foot of Grandfather Mountain. Continues today. What was everybody taking part in?
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. You can be our winner. You can swap to every prize, and you also get a $10 gift card from Cruisers.
Well, you are so good to go.
Yes. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gina Chapman is a teacher at Ephesus Elementary School in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Gina is a wonderful teacher in the school system and works with special needs children and has a wonderful classroom, very peaceful, and they know the children very well and they work with them on things that they are interested in.
Gina Chapman really deserves it. Here once again is Mary Bushnell.
She utilizes volunteers in that classroom very well and finds ways to individualize instruction for children.
Gina has a special needs classroom at Ephesus and she's requested volunteers for the past 12 years and consistently makes good use of them throughout the academic year.
All children are special, but these are children with unusual needs, and they require someone who really can get to know them and maximize the interventions that can be put in place for them so that they can improve.
She's got it down to a science. Gina always provides outstanding support to the volunteers in her classroom, and of course, it's all for the benefit of the children.
Well, I think that one of the ways that it works so well is that she really knows the children and matches people up with her children that can really find ways to increase and help them grow. Because she focuses so much on the individual child, she really knows how to make use of a person who wants to come in and really help a child get further along in their learning.
More than anything, this teacher, Jim, Gina Chapman is just a really nice person.
She has a great smile, but I think that the most important thing is that she really obviously cares about her students very much.
Thanks to Mary Bushnell for singing the praises of Gina Chapman, special needs teacher at Ephesus Elementary School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Freddie Conger's trivia question today. What event takes place at the foot of Grandfather Mountain? A bunch of people called in with the answer. Tom Arnell of Carrboro got in first with the right answer. It was the Highland Games. It is the Highland Games. So he wins a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Congratulations to you, Tom. You can come by and get that whenever you want and swap a gift and swap a prize as well. You still have another chance to win tomorrow at this time when Freddie Kiger comes back with Rock and Roll Tuesday. Another trivia question for you tomorrow morning at this time. We're going to take a quick break right now and come back with one more look at your weather report after this.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff film event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high-adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your air conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
CBS News coming up in just a minute. Right now, though, time for your weather report. This one brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, just off Mount Moriah Road. Well, we're getting a couple of breaks in the rain action right now in parts of Orange County, but still generally raining across the area. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 65 in Hillsboro. A little bit lighter rain now than we were seeing earlier this morning, but still be careful out there on the roads as you're driving to work. It is going to be raining off and on at least pretty much for the rest of the day. 90% chance of rain all day today. Occasional breaks in the action, but nothing really more than that. Highs in the mid-70s, some thunder showers in the mix as well. Overnight lows tonight in the upper 60s with a 40% chance of rain mainly this evening. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies both days with a slight chance of AM showers and about a 50 to 60% chance of showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.